Thanks. Hey, how y'all doing?
Happy Welcome. Friday.
Yeah.
Here comes the party. Woo!
You can never have a bad Friday.
I know.
Never.
I know. We even have an official Good Friday, you know, that we celebrate. There's nothing on the calendar that's bad Friday. Feels good, doesn't it? We are looking at a pretty feel-good forecast, too, here, not only today, but all the way through the weekend and even into next week. Our normal high this time of year, 62, so we are looking at 63 today. 69 tomorrow. That's a good number for a Saturday. Oh, 77 on
603.
77 on Sunday. And now they've dropped that to, they've kind of bumped that temperature that, you know, when we were supposed to hit about 80 degrees again. They've bumped that back to about Wednesday, and it looks like it's right around 79 degrees. So we'll hit 68 on Monday. They're saying there's a dry cold front coming through on Sunday night into Monday, which will drop our temperatures from 77 to 68. But anyway, then we'll just rebound right back up into the 70s for the next few days, and then maybe a little bit of rain. If you want the long-term forecast, not only this weekend will be good. Next weekend, looking not so much, kind of wet, I mean, as far as that goes. So it'll help sort of soak up some of that fertilizer you've been throwing on the lawn.
Right now, 38 and cloudy downtown.
Friday night.
Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hello. Time to wake up. So early, early. Start moving my lazy butt. It's time to wake up. Wish I could go back and chew the sack. I need my coffee black. Oh, time to wake up. I'll take a shower, make the water cold, 'cause I'm feeling really old. You know I hate the morning. I will always be a tired man. Yeah, yeah. I sure could use another snooze. 10 to 6 at my alarm. Throw a brick as hard as I can. Time to wake up. So early, early. Start moving my lazy butt. It's time to wake.
I had a hard time getting my lazy butt out of bed this morning. Boy, it's been a week, hasn't it? It just seems like every day has been one of those short evenings, short nights. National Garlic Day today.
Yum.
Love me some garlic. I don't know about the people around me, but I love garlic.
I do too.
Love a lot of garlic on. I'll take garlic bread, garlic breadsticks. Garlic on a salad, garlic soup. Do they make garlic soup?
Probably.
Yeah. It's just delish, right? It is a day to enjoy all of that fun stuff. You may want to consider wearing a mask again if you're going to be down on a lot of garlic. So it's also National Chicken Parmesan Day.
Yum.
That's
speaking
also
of garlic.
Good. Yeah, right. National Amaretto Day. Amaretto by morning.
National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day.
Do you need to do that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do
too. I have some crap in there.
Holy crap.
Do you have a medicine cabinet?
Yeah.
Because you teased me that I had one.
Yeah, but I don't have one that's a coffin size. I mean, that's...
The bigger the better, Dave.
Well, that's a lot of medicine. I mean, what do you put in your medicine cabinet? Medicine?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
How much medicine do you have? How come it's so big?
Well, you've got all the vitamins.
You have a walk-in medicine cabinet?
You've got Band-Aids. You've got vitamins. You've got medicine. What else do I have in there? Like Vicks and mentholatum, all that
just
kind of
everything
stuff.
You keep it. Now, is yours in the bathroom?
Yeah.
See, we have ours out in the kitchen because we've always had kind of a medicine cabinet in the kitchen. No matter where we live. I don't know. Maybe that's stupid. I don't know. We have ours kind of next to our fridge.
No, it's in the bathroom. It's the bathroom mirror, and then it's the cabinet's like recessed into the wall behind it. And then it just has some doors. And
Are they heavy duty doors to open? So
it's a
like a safe.
No, the doors are the mirror.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyway, so it's Organize Your Medicine Cabinet Day. So I'm on a now. My wife has kind of pretty much done her little thing on the you know, we're doing a little closet thing, and she's,
how does it look?
I get it pretty good. I mean, good on her. I mean, our whole closet, her whole side of the closet, is now out in the bedroom.
Oh, so it's not done.
But it's about done.
Okay.
And then it's my turn, because we were going to stay out of each other's way. And so now it's my turn this weekend. So that's on my to-do list. But it seems like there's a lot of organizing going around. And the medicine cabinet, at least in our particular case, to go back to that thought, definitely needs to be organized. Because remember, I mean, do you ever come across that time when you're like, well, I thought we had some Benadryl. And you start looking through your medicine cabinet, you're pulling everything out. You've got 14 tubes of Neosporin.
Yeah, first aid cream. You've got. I actually was looking for Benadryl the other day for my dog. It's from 2019. It's a Kirkland bottle.
Yeah.
With, I don't know, 1,000 of those pink Benadryls, It expired in 2019.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I gave it to her anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Did it work?
She was late on getting her allergy shot, so she was super itchy. It maybe took the edge off. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, Deb is no veterinarian, so right. I'm suggesting to give your dog human medicine all the time.
No, I asked the vet, and they said absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How did you do it? Just shove it down the dog's throat?
Yes, it was not fun.
Yeah.
But Bisky's very nice, and she could have eaten.
Could
have removed some digits, but she didn't.
I mean, couldn't you put it in a ball of steak or hamburger or something?
I could have, but if your dogs are like mine, they chew around it and spit the pill out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No matter how
you disguise it.
Oh, boy. They can taste that little bitterness in there, huh?
Yep.
Hey, tomorrow coming up, big day, 420.
Dude.
It's the Super Bowl for stoners. So, 420, or as Snoop Dogg calls it, just Saturday.
Yep. We're going to tell you 10 ways to tell if a person around you is secretly a stoner.
I mean, doesn't the glassy eye
is that what they have?
Glazed over.
A glass. You know, I don't know about Bob. He's got a glassy eye.
Well, you know, that kind of.
He's on the marijuana. It's
sort of like that glazed over look, you know? It just seems like it.
We had the prom over the weekend.
Yeah, down in Payson.
In Payson.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon's going to show up.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll bring some weed to the prom. Who knows? No, that's pretty cool, though. That is exciting news down there for Payson. I'll have to kind of get sort of a little play-by-play from my son Tony and his family down there in Payson. Have to find out how the whole world is going to, come down on trying to get. You know, I thought I was on my drive this morning. I was thinking, man, that would have been cool if he could have DJed that gig.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the Payson prom tomorrow night, but. To be there, had he have, I'm sure, known that Kevin Bacon was going to be there, that's going to be pretty cool. Things here, it's bicycle day. Did we talk about that?
Bicycle.
Yeah.
No, but that's good. I'm going to ride my bike. I tried to ride it yesterday, and I went around the block and came back.
It's a little chilly.
It was too cold.
It was a little chilly.
I didn't want anybody to see me because I left, and then I came right back. I was embarrassed. But I'm like, I don't care. I'm a wimp. I'm not riding when it's this cold.
I know. And it does seem, it's just that I went outside it a couple of different times, too, during the day. And the wind was going. It was a little breezy. And I thought, whew.
I mowed my lawn and stuff, and it was fine. But yeah. Riding the bike. I just came riding back. I'm like, nope.
That does seem to hit you a little bit, Dave. A little bit. Man, it is not too far away. Luke Combs coming to town here June 7th and 8th. Let's see. We're the mid-April. There's a May, June. You know, we're what? Maybe 6 weeks away, something like that, from that concert. Crazy how it's sneaking up. Two dates up there at Rice-Eccles Stadium. And they will be two different nights of openers, just so you know. Which
yeah, it's
going to
be an
nice.
Amazing weekend with him and all the different openers he's got on both nights.
Yeah, be a good show.
Good morning, sunshine. Feel as good as you look?
Oh, look, another glorious morning. Makes me sick. I can no longer hold my tongue.
Hold your tongue.
Are you going to do the thing?
I don't do that tongue thing.
No, not the tongue thing.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
Can we get started, please?
You watch your tongue.
Showtime.
Hey, want to hang out? Today's National Hanging Out Day.
Which is about laundry, I think.
It's also a good reminder to just make sure your fly is zipped. Just, I kind of felt a little extra breeze, and I'm like, what the, you know?
It's about make hanging sure out your laundry to dry.
Horse gets out of the barn. Well, you know, yeah, you need a little fresh air sometimes. All right. Hanging out day today. When was the last time you hung dry your laundry?
Growing up, we had a clothesline. I usually hang dry my jeans, but that's all.
Yeah. Just because you don't want them to shrink in the dryer.
Yeah. I need all the room I can get.
That's what I do.
But I don't hang them outside. I just hang them in the house. But we had a clothesline growing up. But I personally myself have not had an outside clothesline.
We had one down in the Sampete when we were in that. It kind of was, I rigged it up and I just got some of that clothesline, you know, that rope, that white clothesline rope that you get. And I caught a couple of little, little wheel pulleys things and hooked it to the deck, the covering of the deck. And then I strung it out all the way over to our neighbor's fence, that divides our neighbors.
You might be a redneck. You're stringing your clothesline from the deck to the neighbor's fence.
It was actually pretty cool because then what you'd do is you'd hang something up and then you'd just roll that rope down a little bit, hang something up, roll that rope down a little bit, you know, and then reverse the process when it came in. There is something to be said about letting your clothes dry outside.
Or your sheets. Know.
Yeah.
It feels so good when you let your sheets dry in the outside sun.
Yeah, it just seems like that feels good. So something else that I didn't know that we were supposed to be doing, and that is I guess you should be washing your toothbrush and with soap every night. Here we go.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing that bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's some pretty extreme stuff right
there.
That
is.
Washing your toothbrush every night with soap, what kind of a soap could you wash with that wouldn't come through in the next brushing?
Well, I mean, you'd have to probably just rinse it out really
well. Well, yeah, but you'd hope that everything rinses out really well, but then I would think, does that Dawn? is that Dawn dishwashing
tastes
soap that I'm starting to
dial pump soap in here?
Yeah, it just seems kind of odd. And, but that is a TikTok doctor trending after what you heard him say. He just claims that it reduces the bacteria in your mouth, and which can also cut down on plaque too, which will help with your dental hygiene as well down the road. Dave and Deb's Hygiene Corner.
Wash your toothbrush.
Yeah. And I think I get the hydrogen peroxide stuff. That would be cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just kind of soak it.
I heard you could boil your toothbrush.
Oh, really?
Just get boiling water and dip your toothbrush in it.
Would you do that every night?
No.
No. You know?
But I guess, and then on the strep thing, I suppose you probably should just throw that away. And I didn't even think about that either.
I didn't think about it either.
I have one of those electrical things. So I just have the little short stubby thing that pops on the end of my electrical thing.
Don't you guys switch out a toothbrush when you've been sick?
No. I don't. Obviously, we should be.
My mom is like, if you'd been sick, you got a new toothbrush after you were done being sick.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what this guy said.
Soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
But that was just strep. Streptococcus. Strep throat.
What about the Rona? What if you've had the Rona?
Yeah.
Or the measles, or...
But the thing is, you're not sharing the toothbrush,
right, in the garbage.
Chicken pox.
I mean, unless you're sharing the toothbrush with your spouse or something. Hey, have you ever used somebody else's toothbrush?
No.
I have. I've used my wife's from time to time, like if I forgot mine and we were on...
I don't know if I have.
Little hotel stay or something.
Well, don't you just go get a toothbrush? It's a hotel. They usually have them.
You could with...
yeah, Dave, you dummy.
Yeah, I know. Freak.
But they have them if you forget stuff. They're free.
I love how whenever we share something on the radio, the other is like, well, don't you just do this? That's like you with my folder on my taxes.
I know.
Well, get a folder. How come I fell down? Well, how come you fell down? Why didn't you just stay up? All righty. Our slot for Pledge of Allegiance is open right now. We appreciate you helping us out each morning. Happy Friday to you. Who have we got on the line?
It's Justin from Magna.
Dude, how are you, man?
Hey, it was National Lineman's Day yesterday, so happy. Happy Lineman's Day, a day late.
You bet. I'd do anything for you guys, you know?
Yeah, man. Bring a power to the people every day. I hope you had a chance to listen to Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman, yesterday, so you could feel a part of that.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, Justin calls in from time to time from the Magna area. His work involves bringing power to the people and laying stuff in the ground, right?
No, overhead, bud.
Overhead. I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. All right, buddy. The pledge is all yours. Happy Friday to you.
You bet. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic to which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. But it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Where the stars and stripes
Man, we're giving you the tip on Friday. Aaron Tippin, where the stars and stripes and the eagle is just hanking around and just having a whatever. The eagle has landed. Good to have you along. Thanks, Justin, for helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but linemen are, it's above ground. It's, it's on the poles.
Yeah, some of us knew that,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, there's some. But, you know, there's so much fiber being laid, you know, stuff like that. You're thinking, all right, well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's somewhere else. I don't know.
It would be nice, though, if everything, well, maybe not if everything was underground, if we had an earthquake. But I think the overhead stuff in an earthquake would be just as affected.
Yeah.
But you go to, remember when we went to Mazatlan and all the wiring? It's like a bird's nest of wires everywhere with the power and the...
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard to fly a kite with all of those. All right.
Chilly this morning, though. It's 39 and cloudy downtown.
You know, Sunday's going to be nice for a Sabbath stroll.
Sabbath bike ride.
Yeah, stroll. Either way, whatever. Yeah. Stroll, bike ride.
Stroll. Come on, Linda, would you like to go for a stroll?
Little stroll. Pull out the bikes and go for a little stroll. Says swing around the block.
Just a minute, Dave. Let me grab my parasol.
I know. Yep. And then we'll come back and we'll put some music on and cut a rug.
And make some supper.
And be in bed by 4 o'clock. Proud owner of a new plane, Dustin Lynch, and stars like confetti.
Country stars revealing their biggest splurge after they had, quote, made it. And we'll talk about Dustin Lynch bought an airplane.
Yeah.
He said, it doesn't feel real still. I don't have any nice cars or anything. But then I remind myself, dude, you've got yourself a sweet little hot rod sitting in the hangar.
Right?
Hey, did you watch McBee Dynasty?
Pretty cool. Not yet.
Because apparently these guys are friends with Dustin Lynch.
Oh, okay.
And they go to one of his shows at Billy Bob's. And
wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, no, that's on our bucket list there to get to as far as binge watching. And
I will say it's like Yellowstone. It has a lot of F word in it.
I'm sure.
But don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah.
But it's a really interesting show about a family running a ranch and a farm in Missouri.
Well. That's some pretty effing good information.
Chase Beckham bought himself a John Deere lawnmower. He said, I've wanted a ride-on lawnmower since I was a little kid. I was driving back to the house, and it was on the back of the truck, and I was like, I did it.
Isn't that? That's a good feeling, though. It really is. Taste of Country, they're the ones that put this whole thing together. Stars and the indulgent purchases that they have made. Jackson Dean bought a camera. He said, I bought a little Fujifilm XS10 and took it out to Stagecoach with me. It has 16 different settings of different film emulators. And, oh, man, he said this was awesome.
Wow.
A little, isn't that weird? Just a little splurge like a camera.
Parker McCollum said he hasn't bought any I Made It purchases yet. But he says, I've always wanted a Corvette Z6 manual since I was a little bitty kid, so I bought one of those. Now, that would kind of be an I Made It purchase, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm calling BS on you, Parker, buying yourself a Corvette.
I thought when we ever have the opportunity, we usually try to grab that window where somebody has had their first hit or something like that go number one, and then we say, hey, what have you done with your first big purchase or your first big check that you got? Wouldn't you say that the majority of them say we bought a truck?
Yeah, I would say so.
Lainey Wilson bought a bunch of land. I did buy me some land on the outskirts of Nashville, and I'm planning on doing stuff with it. Maybe building a barn, maybe buying a few horses, getting back to the things that made me growing up.
And Luke Combs, he says he likes to spend money on watches, but he doesn't overdo it. He said, for the most part, I'm pretty reined in. I'll go on Amazon shopping spree every once in a while and get a bunch of canned Gatorade or something like that.
Did they, I didn't even know they made canned Gatorade.
Well, where am I? Yeah. There you go.
Now I know.
Get yourself some canned Gatorade.
All right. Well.
So have you ever, talking about Chase Beckham's John Deere lawnmower, I have one and I love it, but now I want, you know, I always
want. Now you want something
else. I want the zero radius mower.
Yeah, that can turn on a dime.
And I was looking at them the other day, and I'm like, I don't know if I could.
They've got pedals.
Are they hard to drive? Because I can just see myself going through the fence. But I want one because zero radius. How nice would that be?
I'm sure it would be just like anything else. You know, you could jump on it and you just get used to it.
I'm just used to driving my little steering wheel, John Deere, but I would like to do the...
I've never driven one, zero radius.
They just seem really complicated.
Yeah, but it would be cool. I mean, just to be able to go... you know, flip around and...
Trim around the trees, trim around the fence.
All right, trim around the bushes.
Yes.
So, it does it all. What's your biggest splurge? What? That's our question to all y'all. We want you to chime in. What is a splurge that you have done? And a splurge is kind of like, now mine, you know, mine's an RV.
Yeah.
You know, because we do vacation and stuff. You know, we'll do the little, we love cruising and that's no big surprise. But I would say probably a splurge, probably not the, you know, best financial decision to buy two of them, but but you know, we would call that as kind of like a splurge. What about you? I mean, I know that's what you have a want list or a wish list.
I mean, yeah. And Marissa says my mom drives a zero radius. They are not hard.
Oh, all right, you could do it then.
I don't. I mean, maybe my Jeep Gladiator. I don't know. I just needed a new vehicle. It was kind of out of necessity.
Yeah. But you didn't get rid of your other one, so now you have a fleet.
Now I have a fleet of Jeeps.
Cars.
Yes.
What's your splurge?
Somebody says we bought an Indian Scout motorcycle, which I was looking at those too.
Aren't those cool looking?
I just don't have anywhere to put.
Well, you're
I
just
mean,
an endless pool of money. Don't tease me about RVs.
I know, Dave.
I want
I can
a zero
spend money
radius,
like,
yada
like,
yada.
I know, and I would like an Indian Scout motorcycle. Our listener, Mike Corey, has one.
Yeah.
And sent us a picture of it. It is so beautiful.
That's cool. Just like in Luke Combs' song.
Some splurges coming in. $10,000 for a Chevy LS motor for my Jeep when I have two Jeep engines already. my splurge is groceries, Mike Casper. Kylie Elizabeth, one of my most recent splurges is a Shark vacuum, $300. It has a self-cleaning brush rolls. It makes me smile every time I use it.
Oh, that is nice.
Mine is buying guns and fishing stuff. We bought, I bought a side-by-side 2 years ago, two jet skis this year. Great financial decisions, haha. Wouldn't a 6-foot skeleton be a splurge? First of all, it's 12 foot.
Yeah, don't short us.
Yeah.
Those bones are 12 feet.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Splurge going on this weekend. $4,000 on a guided bear hunt. Oh, yeah. Wow. AJ Peterson.
That would be a splurge. Yeah. We got you. All right. What's your splurge? Keep them coming in. Call or text 385-292-1043 and let us know.
It's going to get funky.
It's about to get funky in your bank account. The instant cash song of the day is...
One Margarita by Luke Bryan. That is the song we're listening for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours today. One Margarita by Luke Bryan. It's a great Friday song. That'll win you $1,000 if you get through every time. 385-292-1043. This is not a national contest. It's just local for us people here in Utah. And you could win $1,000 a day. One Margarita, Luke Bryan, is today's instant cash song of the day.
One Margarita, two Margarita, three. I hit it for the instant cash. Love giving away the money. And we love having you as our listeners.
Wow, man.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
You know what I just remembered? Haven't you guys been bugging me for a while to go out for steak?
Now, there's another splurge. Steak. Now, I will do... We Some people might think that's a they do that on the reg. For us, if we go to like Ruth's Chris or something like that, that's a splurge.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what is your splurge?
Jamie Lee, my recent splurge was a Kodiak Deluxe Canvas Tent. I'm a camper and I love to tent camp, so I'm excited to use it. We splurged on an RV fifth wheel and a baby via IVF, $33,000.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And I'll bet the IVF was 30 of that. No, I mean, it just...
No, I think the IVF was 33,000.
Oh, I thought they were combining those two, like a fifth wheel and the IVF. So. Man. Yeah, that is expensive. And... Did they say if it worked or not? It doesn't go on.
It sounds like it did, but I'm not sure. We splurged on a Kubota tractor. My husband uses it for everything, though, so I don't feel too bad about it now. I need to splurge. I have a 1992 Toyota pickup truck I want to restore and modernize, but no one wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Big splurge was my 20x20 sewing studio.
Oh, that's cool.
I graduated college and my first good paying job, I always wanted a porch swing. So with my first paycheck, I bought one. Nice. Golf cart from Costco.
Really? What? Oh, a pole one or a...
A little drive around golf cart.
Serious? Oh my gosh.
Are you going to get one now?
Well, I didn't know Costco had those. A drive around golf cart. That'd be perfect in our community.
Right.
To go down and get the mail.
I'm surprised, I'm surprised it doesn't come with the house. My splurge is me and my wife bought a 1999 Ford Expedition to turn into a Moab play toy. We could have bought a Jeep, but I have to be different. Mine is going to be a new roof. Not what I want to spend money on, but my latest splurge.
Yeah.
A lifetime play set for the grandson, Jason Roper. Gold tiger striped desert eagle. My favorite splurge, Matt Rojo.
What is that? Do you know?
Is that a Jeep?
I don't know. A golden eagle. But it sounds cool. Morning,
the
Z.
It's a gun.
Oh, okay.
It's a gas operated semi automatic pistol.
What's your name?
Marley.
Hi, what's your name?
Marley.
Marley?
Yes.
How are you? What's on your mind this morning?
I thought we were just calling to tell what we splurged on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What did you splurge on?
I splurge on clothes. Definitely clothes.
All right. Like, did you buy a $200 pair of shoes, or what are you talking about?
So, expensive shoes, and every pair of pants I have is... usually over $50.
What do you nice. Think with one item, just pick one item, what is the highest price that you have paid on one item?
Probably $120 on jeans.
Now, what brand of jeans? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know, but I just go to the store I really love. It's called Buckle. That's where I get all my
clothes. Oh, Buckle. Yeah, you can drop some serious cash at Buckle.
Yeah, you can. You want to know what they told me when I went into Buckle? They wanted to know what I was buying for my son.
Dave was highly offended.
I seriously, no lie. They're like, can we help you? And I go, no, I'm just looking around. They go, you're just looking for your son? And I'm like, what?
No, I'm looking for me.
All right. Thanks for your call. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Ed Coleman, 3 years ago, I bought a new motor home. A splurge that my wife and I did recently. We paid off our home. We saved like crazy and we were able to do it. That is awesome. Mark Knighton, we bought Disney World season passes. IVF worked and she is the cutest 1-year-old girl.
Disney World season passes?
That's what it says, yeah. Lisa Houghton, my Baku bike.
Yeah, baby.
I splurged on my rent this month. My splurge is concert tickets because I swear everyone decided Utah was cool this year. $1,200 for a new AC compressor for my daughter's Jeep Liberty. Ugh.
You can drop some serious cash with all the artists that we've got coming through.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the list right now, and I'll bet there's 40 between now and December. Unbelievable concert season.
I had horses for 40 years. When I turned 65, I felt like I was too old to take care of them, so I bought me a Harley. I'm heading to southern Utah this morning, taking you guys with road tripping with Dave and Deb. And quite the machine. They sent a picture of it.
That is so cool.
My husband splurged on a duck boat. Chelsea Leatherell. You can get golf carts at Walmart now as well.
That's what she.
That's
what,
kind of a thing.
But that's what you were saying, right?
Well, somebody said Costco, but they said now you can get them at Walmart.
What the?
We splurged and put a pool in our backyard last year. The grandkids can't wait for it to open. It was well worth it. I splurged on Luke Combs floor seats.
Oh, yeah.
2024 Can-Am Maverick R. We just picked it up on Saturday. Oh, those Can-Ams are
cool. Those are pretty cool.
Johnny B., I got braces at age 57 for myself. Good for you.
Yeah.
I had to buy a new furnace for the second time in 8 years. my splurge is a divorce. It's going to cost me over $400,000.
Oh, yeah, that would.
Splurging on season tickets for Ute football and just put a deposit on the new National Hockey League team that we're getting.
Yeah.
Constantly ordering from Amazon. Does that count? $250 Bose audio Bluetooth sunglasses. I can walk around with the kids or go to the park and listen to the Z discreetly. What? I love that.
That is cool.
I want to splurge on a donkey so it will get funky funky.
Yeah.
We're splurging on my husband's 2018 GMC engine. $20,000.
Man. Well,
I love how you guys are splurging. Stuff. It doesn't make me feel bad. I mean, it makes me feel better.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to go and buy an Indian Scout. And
I would love to buy an Indian Scout.
Zero radius. You know.
Turn mower.
And $20,000 later, she's back on Monday.
Yep. Working for a living. Well, I got to get up and I got to go to work.
You got to get it up? Is that what you said?
I gotta get up.
Yeah, I thought that was a different song. Dave, I was thinking.
Dave, you have.
I swear that's what she said. No, I swear that's what she said.
On the brain.
No, I'm just saying what she said. That's all. Morgan Wallen, Eric Church, and maybe that is your splurge. Man made a bar. Maybe you just want to build a company of your own or a business of your own. That's a little splurge or a necessity.
Mike Sperry said, "I splurged on a street Bob Harley." I splurged taking a cruise to Greece and Iceland. This is Corey. I'm going to pay my truck off at the end of the month. I just splurged on Utah Grizzlies season tickets. And last night I put a deposit down on our new National Hockey League team. We love hockey.
Wow, I guess.
Yeah. I bought groceries, somebody said.
There's a splurge for you.
We bought a container. We've been talking about the large-scale containers.
Oh, nice.
Somebody got one. When my father died, I spent a part of my inheritance on a cabin in Island Park. It's my sanctuary. That's awesome. Kyle Thackeray, I splurged on a burrito for Maverick yesterday. let's see. The day before Easter, I went to buy some eggs. Came home with $22,000 side-by-side. Wow. I love it. I recently spent $1,500 on a half-sleeve tattoo, and it's not done. Splurged on a hot tub.
How much?
$1,500 wow. on a half-sleeve tattoo. Two e-bikes. You will love those.
Man, unbelievable.
In 2022, I bought a brand-new Volkswagen Taos. It had 7 miles on it when I bought it. Love it. After driving a 2022 Mitsubishi Lancer OZ Rally 5-speed, for 21 years, I went and bought me a 2023 Hyundai Kona SUV. No more shifting. And I love it.
Okay.
I splurged and finally upgraded my camera and lenses. Almost 10 grand worth of stuff. Wow. Now I have to use it. I'm loving photography again. Brad Gull.
That's cool.
New leather couches and carpet from RC Willie, $11,000. I may be splurging on a new 4Runner tomorrow. I know all this.
Oh, man.
I just opened up the browser to look at the Indian Scout motorcycles.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where I would store it. I'd have to get a container to put it in.
What Deb wants, Deb gets.
No.
You know,
Deb tries not to be as stupid as she used to be. I filled up my gas tank instead of just putting $20 in. Sherry Stoltz. We bought a condo in South Carolina.
Wow.
I am splurging currently on my kids' sports. Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah, that is. Boy, all of these can be.
Yeah, these are good.
Anywhere from groceries to, you know, big time purchases.
Want to spend some money.
Yeah.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift's new album comes out today, and her second, third, and fourth versions of it come out Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Dr. Pepper will soon have a coconut flavor available, just in case you needed another reason not to drink Dr. Pepper. Tomorrow is 420 day. Fun fact, William Shakespeare smoked pot. We know this from his famous line, doobie or not doobie? That is the question. Gwen Stefani says she gets insecure about her marriage. But you really can't tell by looking at her because she turned her face into a kabuki mask. And Iggy Pop turns 77 this weekend. Gift idea? He could use a new iron for his skin. This is not Headline News.
Hey, that Dr. Pepper coconut is out.
Oh, is
it? My daughter let me know, and she sent us a little message yesterday and said, oh, man, I just purchased Dr. Pepper Zero coconut something. What was it? Coconut... I want to say coconut rum, but that's not it.
You wish.
It's
creamy coconut. Something. Is creamy, it creamy
is that
coconut?
What it is? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, creamy coconut. That's what it is. They're in cans now. She says it tastes like a candy bar.
But I got to get some.
Sounds delish. Speaking of beverages, a man broke a world record by ordering a drink at 120 bars in 24 hours. And here's how this whole thing played out. It's a 69-year-old guy in Australia by the name of David Clarkson just broke that world record. 120 different bars in a single day. The previous record, 99.
Now he shattered it. Yeah, he started at a hotel bar in Sydney and spent the next 24 hours walking around to 119 more bars around the city. The rule said he had to order a drink at each place and consume at least 125 milliliters of each drink. Now, that's just over 4 ounces, or about a third of a beer.
I'm normally very unassuming, but I'm probably leading the world in arrogance. When you are a little bit older, you'll stop sleeping in the park, and you will go to the spreadsheet and the pivot table.
He moves really fast for a guy who's twice my age.
Twice my age?
The rules didn't say... that the drinks had to be alcoholic, so maybe guessing and hoping he mixed in plenty of water. If he'd had a third of beer at each place, he would have taken down 40 beers in a single day. It looks like he did order beer at plenty of them, though, and he finished with a full pint at the very last bar.
Wow.
Pretty
cool.
Good for him.
Something, I guess, another one of those world records.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that you could break a world record by hitting getting 120 drinks ordered in a 24-hour period? And he did it. And I guess with that, we'll get into this particular song. A lot of people thinking of morning show. Like, can you guys play a little bit of music?
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. Just talk, talk too much.
Thanks, Tiffany, for sending that song in to us.
We have played it several times over the years of on the morning show because there are certain people that just tune in and they're like, my gosh, is that all they do is just talk? Yeah, pretty much. Got a caller on the line right now. She's talking about, I think, maybe something that you just touched on, Lee, but do you want to add something to that? And what's your name?
My name's Mary Beth, and it's just backed up for like 5 miles going towards Tremonton with the double rollover near Brigham City.
Jeez.
Mm.
All right.
Hope people are okay, yeah. And thanks for the heads up, and avoid that area, obviously, yeah, no if
kidding.
You can.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. What do you got this morning?
So I was just calling to wait for Luke Bryan.
For Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
My splurge is a balcony trip to Alaska.
Oh, good for you. On a cruise. You got a balcony room?
Yes.
Oh,
we're leaving in July for my husband's 50th birthday.
Isn't that fun?
That's exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
The Instant Cash Song of the Day, One Margarita, is coming up. So,
keep listening
here
for
you
it.
Go.
All right.
That'll help pay.
All right, sounds good. Thank
that'll
you.
Help pay for that cruise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
We'll be gone.
Da 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 da. Good morning, Z104. Who is this?
Brian Adams.
Hi, Brian Adams. Hey, Summer of 69.
Yes, sir.
Probably what's your not favorite? The first time you've heard that.
No.
What's your favorite song?
Everything I Do, I Do For You.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a good one. Well, guess what? You can go out and buy yourself a new pair of AirPods to listen to that song over and over, or whatever your choice might be, because you just scored $250, dude.
Nice.
Now, right? You know, Brian, you can keep winning. That same song, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. hour today. And we'll start all over next Monday with more and more and more and more cash flying out of the Z. All right?
Awesome.
How about that, man? You want to do a little shout-out? You at work?
Workspace Elements.
Workspace Elements?
Commercial office furniture.
Oh, nice. Oh,
okay, there you go.
Very cool.
We may or may not have bought something from you guys. You know, we're rolling around on some new chairs here in our new studio.
Yeah.
Nice. Good to have you along, man. Any big weekend plans?
Trailer shopping.
So maybe that'll be your next splurge, huh? We were talking about a splurge. What was the splurge that you have recently made? You're looking for what kind of a trailer?
Just a pull behind camp trailer.
Nice. Paris RV.
There we go.
There you go. Talk to Kate over there or Hunter. They'll hook you up. Or ask for Brett Paris. Go to the big guy.
There we go.
No, good luck. Good luck to you. I absolutely love my RV, and that's where I've got it. And so I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that splurge plays out. You'll have to keep in touch with us and let us know, all right?
Yeah.
Perfect, I will.
All right, thanks for winning some cash. That'll help maybe for a little down payment, right?
Yes, sir, that will.
Appreciate you tuning in. What radio station dishes out of the green?
Z104.
421 excludes clearance active and sleep.
Who would you think would be the farthest from your mind as a female country artist that would love chocolate and you wouldn't even be able to tell?
Think
about who we recently talked to.
Carrie Underwood?
Yes. Remember what she said? This was so good to hear when she said this about chocolate.
Chocolate's every woman's friend in their time of need, or in their time of happiness, or in their time of sadness, or madness. Chocolate is my friend.
Or any time. Yes. Chocolate is my friend. It's Carrie Underwood, her latest on the Z.
To be at my peak, I need to be able to sing and walk across the stage without being winded, and I'm doing it in heels, which makes it five times as hard. So I feel like that's just something that makes me a better person, a better performer. It just makes me feel better about myself. So I need that in my life.
Fitness is her friend, and so is chocolate.
I could never be a performer. I'd you know? Walk around the stage without being winded. Oh, are you kidding me?
I do wonder with the artists that jump around and sing and all that, and I'm like, how do you keep your breath? I can hardly walk down the hall, and then I turn the microphone on, and I'm like, oh, gosh.
I got back from the kitchen, and I'm out of breath.
Well, sure, because...
I had to go get me some carbs.
Absolutely.
A little Chex Mix in the morning.
Why not a little meat? Kelly Clarkson likes meat in the morning. And she had Henry Golding, from Crazy Rich Asians on her show yesterday, and he said that he recently had a pastrami sandwich for breakfast, and he asked Kelly, is that normal?
And Kelly said, I don't mind meat in the morning. Then after she realized what she said, she got up from her chair and walked like, whoops. Away.
That obviously... I'm not the only one that has that kind of a mind, so there. All right? This is how it all played out.
I just felt like a pastrami.
Did someone stop you and say, oh, it's a classic thing we do here?
I called my friend. I was like, oh, I'm having breakfast. I'm getting a pastrami sandwich. They're like, that is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Meat, first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, steak and eggs.
Oh, there you go.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah. We'll still... okay.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Are you serious? Those are the words I use? Like, did I just say that? It's not a bad thing, though. Okay.
However, I can, sizzling sausage or bacon or, you know, I don't know what it is, but man, I'm, as far as meat in the morning, I don't know if I could eat like a big old steak. I probably could, maybe.
Oh,
steak
I
and
totally
eggs.
Could.
Steak and eggs.
Absolutely. You know?
But there you go. A little bit of meat in the morning. Never hurt anyone. Are you ready for a little think fast?
Absolutely.
There we go. It's our Friday free-for-all, and think fast. You guys use your ringer-dinger-thingers and see who can ring in first between Deb and Lee. This is the rhyming round, okay?
Okay.
Give me a word that rhymes with bubble.
Trouble.
Oh, my gosh. That was so weird.
Double trouble.
You all hit it at the exact same time and said the same word. That was like stereo in my headphones. Rhyme a word with globe. Deb.
Strobe.
Lee.
Robe.
Rhyme a word with chronic.
Tonic.
Yeah, I was going to say tonic.
Yeah. Bionic. Rocket.
Pocket.
Your tie on the bell, so go ahead.
Pocket.
Okay. Rental.
Mental.
Mental.
Yeah, both along the same lines. Why'd you look over here? All right, now this is out of our rhyming round, okay?
Okay.
Clothing brand starting with L.
Levi's.
Lululemon.
Okay, both great answers. Something you'd take on a picnic starting with C. Deb.
Cheese.
Chips.
Yep. Another word for money starting with L. Lee.
Loot.
Lee Beach on
I'm wearing off on her.
Yeah. Unless you were going to say something different.
No.
Yeah, another word starting for money. Something you buy in the meat section starting with R. Deb.
Roast.
Lee?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Something in your spice drawer starting with C. Deb.
Coriander.
And you said what, Lee?
Cumin.
Yeah, cumin. I always thought it was pronounced differently than that and until I quickly learned.
Cumin?
Yeah.
Dave.
The other, here's our next round. Okay.
Deb just got it.
Both of which are good. Cinnamon.
I'm not going to be able to think of anything else now.
Hey, Linda, do we have any coming?
I don't know.
She's like, not today.
I know. Cinnamon was another one. What was yours that you said, though, Deb? I don't know.
Coriander.
Coriantumr?
No.
No, he's in the Book of Mormon.
But I thought maybe there was a spice that he had. What coriander?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
It's some dried leaves. It's kind of like cumin. No, not cumin. Cilantro.
Looks like marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you call it?
Sure, I call it coriander.
Well, have some fun with coriander tomorrow on 420 day. All right.
No doubt.
All right. Ending in round. A place ending in A.
Around. Is that what you mean?
What?
Ending.
A place ending in A? Florida.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the assignment.
Okay, okay.
All right.
A store and at the mall ending in Y.
Hobby Lobby. Oh, is that at the mall?
Journey.
That's not really at the mall.
No,
Journey.
Oh, yeah. Journeys.
Journeys ends with S.
Old name.
Whatever.
So technical. But true. But so technical because it is plural. Old Navy is another one. A gemstone ending in E.
Jade.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, sapphire. Something you might hide ending in L. Deb.
Animal.
Okay, Lee.
You're going to hide an animal?
Yeah, if you're not supposed to have a dog in your apartment.
Yeah, I guess you would. Don't do a chihuahua, though. There's no way.
There's no dog in here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What did you say, Lee?
Jewel.
Okay. Alcohol is another one. Something that can be expensive, ending in R. Deb.
A car.
Yeah. We were just talking about splurges and stuff like that. Name the mascot associated with this brand. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
KFC. Deb.
Colonel
Sanders.
Lee. Okay. McDonald's.
Ronald.
Oh, Lee got that
Ronald McDonald.
Minnesota Vikings.
Viking.
It's a tie. No, a mascot.
Oh, isn't it a Viking?
Victor.
Victor the Viking.
I guess. Oh.
Well, I don't know his name.
I don't know.
But either. He's a Viking.
I don't know either. And I don't know why these they got on a little kick of Minnesota here, too, because and you're not going to know this one.
Because you're always asking about Minnesota towns. What is this? Is this something from Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota Gophers. What's the mascot? Goldie. Goldie the Gopher.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready? I know.
How would we know this?
I know. Okay, my a granddaughter's name. Goldie.
Goldie.
Planters Peanuts. Deb.
Mr. Peanut.
There you go. Let's see here. Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah.
Pillsbury.
Doughboy.
There you go. Good round, you guys.
All right.
I think we all got along. Y'all going to grab the new Taylor Swift album out today?
Oh, it's a double album. That was a surprise.
Yeah. Things that you might want to grab as well.
Attention Swifties. Are you having a listening party today for the release of Taylor's new album, the Dead Poets Society? Well, Party City has you covered.
We have everything you need for the ultimate tea swizzle experience.
Glitter, sequins, balloons, and anything else you need to enjoy the League of Extraordinary Tortured Gentlemen. Serving food? We have plates. Drinks? We have cups. All that's missing is cat hair. And if you're a real Swiftie, you've got that covered. Happy Friday and enjoy her new album, The Torture Chamber Compartment. Before the special edition comes out next week.
It really does have a little bit of a difficult title.
I have had trouble trying to remember the title. And Tortured Poets Department is not that hard, but for some reason...
I know.
I can't remember the exact title.
Doesn't she have a duet coming out with Postie?
Yeah, that's the new single. Yeah, it's called Fortnite.
Right one, right out of it. So, yeah, kind of cool. Tie in with, our local... Guy Post Malone, good luck everyone in your journey to the Dead Poets Society album that comes out.
Tortured Poets Department.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that one. Now I'm gonna think Dead Poets Society. I can't remember what it is.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
All right, I have a couple of shout outs. We want to shout out to Lily Hartle. She's Amber's daughter that works here. She's the big 16 today.
Hey, look at that.
It's a little scary that Lily's going to be driving.
Get off the sidewalks.
if you drive anything like your mother, you might want to wait a few years.
Yeah, get off the lawns, yeah. Then, too.
My friend Billy Burgraff. Billy Burgraff is running in the Salt Lake Marathon tomorrow, so good luck, Billy. He just did a Spartan in San Diego.
Is that a full one? Is that a 26.2 deal?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And we want to shout out to Goat Hollow Ranch. They invited us to come up and see their ranch. I think it's in the Plain City area up there, and it looks really fun. You can find them on Facebook. Just search Goat Hollow Ranch. It looks like a fun place to visit. And then we have a
bunch of little jackass. Is that, oh, that's donkeys. I guess I didn't know if they had donkeys. Just goats. There you go.
Kenny says it will be in 2 years this Sunday since we lost our sweet Jackie Moon. We miss you, love you, and mean it.
Mm.
Shout out to my daughter, Kaylee Heyman from Dane Hatch. Tomorrow's her 26th birthday. I want her to know how much we love her. We're so proud of you. Can't wait to celebrate. Sorry, the government says I can't cover you on my health insurance any longer. Greg and I love you long time. Happy birthday, Kai.
26, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they kick you off.
Yep. Shout out to my awesome mama, Robin. I love you, from Peyton Oliver. I want to do a shout out to Hawthorne Academy kids. I hope you have a great time on the fun run today, from Brooke Allred. Shout out to Natalie Philby, the best person I know. Sorry this sucks, but I love you and keep giving it hell, from her friend Jody Weiniger.
There you go.
Let's see if there's any more shout outs. Come on, screen. Sorry about that. Just very slow. Okay. Happy twins birthday to my Auntie Floy. I was born on her birthday, Jolena Adams. Happy birthday to me on 420. Ha ha, Brandy Rigby. And then we have some other birthdays. Lacey Sutherland, Chloe Lombardi, Ilko Drozdowski. Sorry if I read your name wrong. Terry Checkett, Stacey Francis, Robert Barney, and anybody else that's having a birthday today. Happy, happy birthday.
All right, here we go. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. That's good old T-Hub on the Z. And speaking of back then, I don't know if y'all, you remember Karnak the Great?
Yeah.
We're going to do a little Gundy the Great. I only have one this morning.
Okay. Okay.
It's kind of a short night, so I just kind of put one together. Here we go. Oh, gosh, I'm already ripping the envelope open, and I shouldn't be. Here's the, if you don't know what it is, basically the answer is on the outside of the envelope, and then the question is on the inside. All right. So I have this envelope in front of me, and the answer is Larry Bird, Rip Van Winkle, and Rudy Giuliani.
Name a holler, a baller, and a crawler. I don't know.
You're on the right track, kind of.
Okay.
Name a Hoosier, a snoozer, and a boozer.
Okay.
Hey, I know this seems kind of weird because sometimes we'll think about doing Tradio, but I really do. I have a pair, or I have a couple of sock puppets that I've put up for sale. Anyone interested in taking them off my hands? Go ahead and contact me.
Dad Joke Friday. Dave.
And I also, in addition to that, I also started a business building ships in my attic. Sales are through the roof. All right. I know they're bad.
Good one.
You know, I figured that every once in a while, if I throw in some bad dad jokes, it'll make the rest of the show sound good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? We can only go up from there.
I do want to say I got a bunch of shout outs after we did them, and we love doing them, but make sure you get them in before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if we missed them today, send them to us Monday before 8 a.m. We'd love to do your shout outs.
Yeah, it's not like we're ignoring them.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of are after 8 o'clock, but we do appreciate it, though.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
And I know it's we try to give you a little bit of a teaser ahead of time, you know, around 7:45-ish to get ready for that. Here is a question, and maybe some of you have multiple exes, or maybe just one. If all of your exes sat at a table together, what would they all agree on?
Can we say it on the air?
Does it start with a B?
Maybe. Man.
How about, here's one that came in, that I am good at cooking, radio, and one other thing, but crap, I had to clean this up, crappy at everything else. Okay. Here's one. If all of your exes sat at one table, what would they all agree on? That size really is more important than they thought.
I'm an absolute nutcase, but I am great at one thing.
Okay.
It's the subject of Keith Urban's latest single,
yes,
Messed
is.
Up As Me.
Yes. If you only have one thing in common and it's really good.
I work too much.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see if I can't make sense of this one coming in. Believe it or not, they do that now as they are friends. Oh, okay. Excuse me. In fact, my ex is my wife's, my ex is from Sweden. His wife's best friend. They talk all the time. And yes, it's weird. My wife is friends with two of my exes. I am as well. So I know that they aren't slamming me, but the room does suddenly get quiet when I enter the room. It's kind of weird.
They would say I never take anything seriously. Somebody else said I am decent at moving furniture, but emotionally unavailable.
Okay.
I have an ego the size of all outdoors.
Okay. If your exes all sat at a table together, what would they agree on?
Probably that I bottle my problems until I have a breakdown, and that might be a contributing factor as to why I have exes. I'm a nice guy. I'm just not the one. I'm good in bed. I'm a pain in the butt. They're glad they got rid of me. They would all agree I have no patience.
Have you ever known of anybody that is on their third marriage or more?
Yes.
I mean, once it happens, and then you go twice.
Yep.
And then you go twice. But then three times you're thinking, by the third time, I would imagine. Now, look, and it's not this in every case. Maybe you've just been dealt a bad hand. And honestly, I know that crap happens. So you could be married three times, and maybe it's not your fault. But sometimes it would make you think, holy crap, am I the common denominator?
Flag?
Yeah, in all of this.
They would agree that I'm a sweetheart, and it was their fault it didn't work. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
They would agree I don't take anyone's shiz. They ain't agreeing on nothing. I'm blowing that table up.
All right. Just a little thought to comment on. If all of your exes got together at a table all at once, what would they agree on?
Shut up, Dave. I'm on my fourth, and it's my best yet.
Oh, good. No, that's great.
I'm good in bed and a great car mechanic. They'd all agree my pension was easy money made. They would agree on nothing. My ex-wife has been married 8 times.
Wow. Isn't that as many times as like Elizabeth Taylor or something? I mean,
I don't know how many times she was married.
I think it was up around that amount. Anyway, just a question for you that we'll touch on a little bit later on. Get some more of your comments. All of your exes sat at a table together. What would they all agree on? We can all agree that we have a feature that we roll out at about 8:20 every morning, Monday through Friday, and that is Dump It or Dig It, and it is brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
We have the new single from Drake Milligan, who is opening for Diamond Rio on August 17th, and a benefit for Enable Utah. We're going to play his new single for you. We're going to see what you think by text or by phone, 385-292-1043. The texters all have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Drake Milligan with Diamond Rio, August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Hey, this song is kind of like golf. You get a Milligan. When you hit a bad shot.
Mulligan, Dave.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Drake Milligan.
Now, you probably know who he is. He was he's from Arlington, Texas. He competed on American Idol in 2018, but he dropped out, saying he wasn't quite ready for the platform yet. So then he moved to Nashville, got a record deal, and then he appeared on America's Got Talent in 2022. He got 4 yes votes for his performance of Sounds Like Something I'd Do. He is currently touring, and he is putting music out. This is his brand new single. It's called I Got a Problem. The review says fun and flirty. The new single is all about a girl and the way she's won over a cowboy. At first glance, the listener may think the song is going to be about something bad, but the writers flip that notion, talking about a good problem to have, known as his love interest. So we want to know what you think about I Got a Problem from Drake Milligan, Texas, 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Diamond Rio and Drake Milligan at the Ogden Amphitheater on August 18th, a benefit for Enable Utah.
Well, how fortuitous is that?
Yes.
That we have tickets to his show as well. You can also call the studio, let us know what you think about it. Same number that you text, Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. Drake Milligan.
Your kiss tastes like whiskey, and I'm a drinker. You play with my heartstrings, girl, I'm a singer. No, it ain't no joke, you're a smoke show. And I'm a Marlboro man when I'm holding your hand. You're a wild card, I'm a gambler. I was going nowhere, you wrecked my plan, girl. I got a problem, but what a damn good problem to have. Yeah, I was
There it is, a little positive twist on the title of I Got a Problem, and it is Drake Milligan. What do you think about it? It's our Dump It or Dig It. Morning on the Z, what's your name?
Robin.
Robin, what do you think?
It's a good song. I've been listening to it already.
Oh, all okay. Right.
Kind of been on it. Are you planning on going to the show up there in Ogden?
Most definitely.
Right on.
Excellent. We'll see you there, okay?
And okay. Keep listening, too, because chime in on the text as well, because we might randomly pick your name for those tickets today for that particular show. Thanks. Love you. Bye. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it.
I dig it.
Right on. Jeffer, happy Friday to you, yeah. Man.
You too.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Cade Brown says digging it. Renee Woodward, Jalen Edwards. Definitely dig it. OMG, it's going to make it. I love his voice. Mike Sperry. Erica says dig it. Cindy Schwepp says dig it. Jennifer Perry. Mike Danforth, digging it. Alicia Wojcicki, dig it. Julie Mattson is digging it. Nathaniel Thompson, Esther Christian, Noel Lomprey, Marissa, Andrew Pace, Matt Weekly, dig it. Super catchy and I love it. Brittany Larkins. Dally Hennon says, dig it. Shelley, I love him. Great song. Rhonda Bateman, Charlotte Lyman, Beaner, Joshua C., Michelle Adams, love it, dig it. Randy Richardson, digging this one. Hi, my name is Dale. I dig it. Great beat, good story. Brandy Anderson, digging it. Brenda Russell, Delaney, Katie Ballard, immediately yes. Great song. Christy Kelling, decent Friday song. I dig it. Digging it from Sarah Houseman. Stacey Luong says, dig it. Crystal Heath, digging it. Jessica Howell, Nanette Brenchley, he's got a good country voice. Alicia Bagshaw is digging it. Stephanie Quinn, Molly Tonga, Erica N., Jules Jackson, Trista Lawrence, Jennifer Perry. I don't see any dumps.
Man, these are all digs on it. Morning the Z, what's your name?
Lance.
Say it again.
Lance.
Lance?
Yes.
Lance, what do you think?
Dig it.
Dig it. All right. Are you going to school today, Lance, or are you?
We're in route.
You're in route.
I'm going to school.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
What's your favorite part of school?
Recess.
Yeah,
I agree with you, dude.
I love it.
That's fun. All right.
I just want to talk to you.
Who does?
Your sister?
Let me guess. Is it Peyton? Paisley?
No, it's Lily.
Lily.
Lily. What has Lily got to say?
Put Lily on the phone.
I'm right here.
Hi, Lily.
Lily, what's the most annoying thing that Lance does?
Poop his pants.
Poop his pants.
Poops his pants. That would be annoying.
Deb has that problem. And it gets so annoying. All right, Lily. And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
All right.
All right.
Happy weekend to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. You guys have a fun weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
I'm going to say, on the chance, maybe I missed a dump it or two, I'm going to say 95.5. Okay. Drake Milligan, I Got a Problem. You'll see him do that live on August 17th when he opens for Diamond Rio. Ticket information available on our website. But right now, we're going to pick a winner for a pair of tickets for the Diamond Rio Drake Milligan show on August 17th.
It is called Musical Mouse Scrolling. When the music stops, Deb will stop scrolling her mouse, and that's how we pick a winner that way. Solo. And the conga.
Bailey Jakes. Bailey, you are the winner. Bailey Jakes got tickets for Diamond Rio, Drake Milligan, August 17th, Ogden Amphitheater, and it's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Check out their adventure bundle. You can elevate your adventure with a big old package worth $600. And listen to everything that is included in this adventure bundle. You get yourself a top cargo bag, plus those two side cargo saddle bags. Plenty of room. I have these myself, and man, you can stick a lot of stuff in these. And that back bike will carry you and all of your gear, which includes a Baku tent. It's a bike packing tent, and this thing is amazing too. The amount of that you have in the tent as well. The trailside repair kit. Look, there's everything in this adventure pack that you would need. $600 value, yours free with the purchase of any new Baku e-bike. Well worth checking out. Go to the website, Baku.com. Take a look at their full line of e-bikes and scooters. The family is going to absolutely love this. In fact, if you want to talk about a splurge, now's the time to do it. You're getting some incredible deals. Baku, B-A-K-C-O-U, Baku.com. You know, we talked about splurges earlier. What is your biggest splurge? And Luke Combs said it was watches for him. He likes to splurge on watches, maybe one of those fancy Rolexes. You know, all you have to do is go to Mexico or someplace, and they're like, hey, yep. These are genuine. Hey, these are real. These are the thing.
Yeah.
You want a Rolex for $25?
We got some more coming in from listeners. I splurged and bought Cody Johnson tickets for my birthday.
Nice.
Kimberly Miller, I splurged and upgraded my IS350 for my Lexus IS500. I splurged on a ticket to George Strait, Danielle Stanley. Megan Anderson, I splurged and got LASIK vision done last year. Best thing I've ever done. Sandy Martinson said, 4-seat side-by-side when my daughter got married and I gained a stepson. We had to have room to take him with us. We love him. I've been splurging on concert tickets. This is going to be one of the best summers and fall ever.
Yeah, it is.
It is pretty busy.
It is, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a good gig. It is just a busy, busy time, and it's a busy summer, but it'll be fun. Hey, did you guys know? Now we were talking about exes too, and if we threw out this question, if all of your exes sat at a table together, what would they all agree on? Did get a text in from Matt Danley. He is a faithful listener of the radio, the show. And he said, I know someone who is on their third marriage to the same guy.
Oh, wow.
Meaning she got married, got divorced, got married again, got divorced, and now they're getting married again for the third time.
I knew a couple that had done that one time, but not two times.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I actually asked him, I says, who's the crazy one, him or her? Or both. And it's just, he says, oh, they're both crazy for a long period of time. So
Marianne Rupp said they were all stupid to let me go. LOL. Jim Bartel, somewhere in the desert would make a great place to hide the body. Joyce Acuna says nothing was ever their fault.
Okay.
All my exes would say nothing was ever their fault.
Another word for that is a narcissist.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so here I was, and have you ever been shooting paintballs?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone and shot paintballs?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're kind of fun. However, I recently found out that they've changed the rules. You actually have to pass a test or an exam.
To get
your paintball license. I passed with flying colors.
Oh, jeez. I thought you were serious. no name, please. My exes would say they missed the boat.
Okay.
They regret letting me go.
Yeah. I'm glad that people are coming out with a little bit of confidence, though, because there's nothing worse than having to end a relationship for one reason or another and then just carry that guilt of, you know what I mean?
I'm a loser.
Yeah,
nobody wants me.
Yeah.
My exes would agree I have a lot of energy. My cousin divorced and remarried 3 times.
Wow. Well, by the third time, your friends are probably just going, you know what? I'm not.
Just live together.
Yeah, I'm not bringing a gift. I can tell you that. By the third time, you know, I might as well get all of these out of the way. What game did dentists play when they were kids? Rock, paper, incisors.
Oh my
God. All right.
Good one.
Partly sunny today in 63. We're looking at partly sunny all the way through the weekend with a high tomorrow of 69. And then on Sunday, it's another gorgeous day, 77.
Right now, it's 42 and cloudy downtown.
Nate Smith and Bulletproof on the Z.
Legal pot sales can hit an all-time high.
I had a pot gummy bear the other day. There's a difference between smoking it and eating it. When you eat it, it lets you talk to dolphins.
See the air.
Tomorrow is 420, a day for potheads to celebrate and consume marijuana, or Snoop Dogg calls it, of course, Saturday. And it's also, for a lot of people, a day to celebrate 421, 422, 423. Maybe that is the thing that all of your exes would have in common. Maybe you were a pothead and they couldn't take it anymore. I don't know. What is it that your exes have in common?
Let's see. Don't say my name. My ex tells me all the time I need to get remarried, and I tell him I don't need someone to take care of me in the bathroom, and you just need to pay your alimony.
Okay. What is that that they all have in common? And we were also talking about splurging too. What are some of the things that you splurge on?
Let's see. I'm splurging on a trip to Jamaica. We're going to take the whole family this year. That's amazing.
Yeah.
My ex would say he's well aware of what his pride cost him. My ex said nothing was mine because I was a stay-at-home mom, so he took everything.
Oh, come on.
My exes all want me back. They've all tried. my parents are on their third marriage, and I can confirm they are both the problem. I have bad judgment for the exes. That's what they would all agree on.
Okay.
They would say I'm a great dad. I splurged on Botox. I look 10 years younger. Let's see.
No, that's nice. I mean, whatever makes you feel better. That's the way I look at it.
And splurging on major medical bills right now.
Now, what causes, sometimes you wonder what actually is it. It's not usually just one thing that causes a divorce, right? I mean, it's usually a list of a bunch of little things. What are some of your partner's quirks? I'm sure that, I don't know. I know that, man, I don't know. How do I narrow my list down? I'm sure Linda has a whole list of stuff that it's weird for me. What is that? He eats everything on his plate separately. First the meat, then the potatoes, and then the veggies. Just a little quirk.
Mine were all cheaters. Now they have no one. The joke's on them. Yeah. I was my ex-wife's son's official therapist a little over a year after our divorce.
Oh. Huh.
I splurged and got my breasts done after the kids. Noelle Lomprey, good job.
There you go. Now you can enter the room way before the rest of your body does, I guess.
I splurged and got a new side chick. I splurged on weight loss surgery, the best thing I did for myself. I saved my own life and lost 150 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Love that. My husband's quirk is we have been... Oh, this is going back to a quirk, though, not an ex thing. My husband's quirk has been married for 17 years, together for over 20. And he won't let me wash our clothes together because he thinks it's gross that our underwear will touch in the washer.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have two kids. My husband has a washcloth just for his butt. she calls it his ass cloth. So anyway, we'll get a few more comments coming up here in a second. We also have traffic report coming up after this.
Play Country Fan Fest ticket tag right now. 385-292-1043. Be caller Z to win two wristbands for the entire festival and see headliners Bailey Zimmerman, John Party, and Riley Green with many more. 385-292-1043.
Hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
I know you're back this afternoon at 4 o'clock, but
you have any plans? You got big plans?
Well, not huge plans. Just helping a friend that's had some major surgery. So,
that's nice. Look at you.
Just stepping up. You're like the Relief Society president of the neighborhood.
Like the compassionate service leader.
You're going to bring in meals this weekend. And... No, that's awesome.
Actually, that is what I do, Deb.
It is really?
That doesn't surprise you're me.
The perfect woman for the job.
Yes, you are. And if you have a little extra banana nut bread left over, bring it on in.
I meant to make some last night, and I didn't do it.
Oh, man.
I didn't have time.
Uh-huh. Oh, so what happened to your nasty bananas?
They're still there. They'll still be nasty over the weekend. So
good intentions. Yeah. The road to hell
is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, we'll probably.
And I'll swing by and pick you up.
Okay. All right, we're looking at a decent weekend forecast. 63 today and 69 tomorrow and 77 on Sunday. That is decent.
45 and cloudy downtown.
We actually got up to X, Y, and Z here. It's not your zipper is down, so unless you want to check, I guess. Morning the Z, your caller X, try again.
Morning the Z, your caller Y, try again.
Better try again.
Morning the Z, your caller Y, try again.
Wow, people are hanging up left and right.
All right. Hold on a
second here. There we go. Try this one.
Morning the Z, your caller Y, try again.
And morning the Z, you are caller Z. Who is this?
This is Bridger.
Bridger, how the heck are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Well, right. Dude, you're halfway there. You know what you need to do next, right?
Yes.
All right. Who was yesterday's winner in the 3 p.m. hour with CJ?
Cantrell Hubert.
Yes. Cantrell Hubert.
Sorry if I butchered the name.
We do it all the time.
You probably said it better than I would. Bridger, what's your last name?
Bridger Fisher.
That's an easy one to remember. Yeah. That's the name you need to know for 11 a.m. ticket tag. Bridger, you are going to Country Fan Fest. You've got wristbands, two wristbands for all 4 days. You're going to see artists like Bailey Zimmerman, John Party,
Riley Green, Neil McCoy,
awesome.
Ella Langley, Tracy Lawrence. So enjoy that on us, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for taking us along. Are you at work? You want to do a little shout out to anybody?
Oh, just my girlfriend, Caitlin.
All right. And speaking of which, are there any little quirks that you have noticed so far? Is she a live-in girlfriend? Are you living in sin, or are you?
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's her memory, her good memory. That's the worst part. She remembers everything.
Bad.
Yeah, most women do. Most women do remember every stinking thing, man. And isn't there a little meme that goes around where the lady will walk into the room and not remember what she went into the kitchen for?
But I can remember what you did on July 6, 1982.
At 2:42 p.m.
Yes.
What about if she were on the phone with us right now, what quirk would she have for you?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mm.
Probably not remembering things, funny enough.
Okay.
She remembers and you don't.
Yep.
Selective memory, maybe, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
This one came in here. My girlfriend had to have the volume on multiples of 5.
Oh, kind of she's got a little OCD.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Which is... I'm not OCD. At least I don't think I really am. No, because my life would be way more organized if I was. but I am weird about when I get gas. Like I've told you, I'll usually do something. Like if it comes to $60, you know, I'd like to do something like 60-70 or 60-10.
Yeah, I totally have OCD, but I don't do that.
Only just because that way when it shows up in my bank account, I'm like, yeah, that's mine. So I can immediately tell if it's, you know, some kind of a fraud thing or weird thing. And I know it's weird, but like usually I'll go like if it's $26, I'll put it up to 26 or some little thing for me to remember. But it's, you know, whatever. How about this one? After my husband takes a shower, he drops the washcloth on the bathtub by the drain. And after a few days, I have to go and scoop them out, throwing them in the wash.
Oh, sick.
That could be a little nauseating, I would imagine. What's a little quirk? My gosh, we got way, it's free for all Friday. We got a lot of subjects going on.
What have you splurged on? What quirk does your significant other had? If all your exes were sitting at the same table, what would they say about you? Just weigh in, 385-292-1043.
Battle of the Sexes is coming up this hour. A chance for you to win at the bottom. Wild horses. What Lainey Wilson had to say, what her prayer would be.
My prayer from the beginning has been for people to love me and love my heart. And men love my music, and that's the way I feel right now.
Man.
Aww, and you sounds can like tell. She's going
to
cry.
Yeah, you can tell. That means a lot to her, and very emotional when she talks about it.
Her splurge was some land to put some wild flowers and wild horses on.
Yes,
that would near be, Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would your prayer be? My prayer would be, I got thinking about this when I saw this with Lainey. My prayer would be that I made someone smile and that not everybody thinks that I'm a pervert.
My Can prayer I have two would prayers? Be that people would love me for who I am.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of stuff. And well, I just would want people just to
we all do.
Know that I'm trying to do my best, and I know I have faults, but I want you to love me anyway.
Yeah. And trying to do my best, and bless the rest. And
I'm newly married. I'm on my second one. I've been single for 11 years, and oh my hell, my husband drives me nuts. He has to constantly have a battery charger on his phone, even if it's charged. He leaves water bottles half drunk all over. If I make it a full 6 months, it'll be a miracle.
Oh, man. And I'm telling you, you know, I don't know about you, but especially the first few years of marriage, little quirks that you're not used to, especially if you're not used to living with somebody, it can be a little nerve wracking.
It can be a thing.
Yeah. I mean, even from the way that somebody squeezes the toothpaste, and maybe they squeeze it in the middle of the tube instead of from the bottom on up or whatever it might be. What are your little quirks? And, you know, Freak, I think we've got way too many things going.
Yeah, and we also have What's Your Prayer? My prayer is my kids grow up in a better world than what we live in now.
Yeah. What would your prayer be? You know, I know that we mean, you know, I mean, we... When we talk about prayers, and here's another thing that you kind of, I know that it's a saying, but honestly, when somebody says like, hey, thoughts and prayers, I'm like, you're not really going to go home and say a prayer for me. I'm pretty sure.
I think some people do.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that I'm guilty. Aren't you guilty? I'll say thoughts and prayers. Do I go home and pray for that person? Sometimes.
Yeah, but you said thoughts and prayers, and if you think about them, that's legit, right? I thought about them.
Well, I mean, that's what you count.
Like,
maybe a prayer in your heart.
For sure. If you find out somebody's going through something and you really are hoping for the best, I mean, I think you're doing what you can do.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's to the point where you kneel down and actually call people by name in your prayers to specifically ask a prayer to be upon other people, you know, and. But I know people mean well. I'm not one of those people, because a lot of people will leave out the prayers part. They'll just go, well, you're in our thoughts, because maybe they think the prayer thing is sort of a weird thing, that they're really not going to go home and pray for them or something. What is your prayer for you, though? My prayer, like I said, would hope that pray that somebody, I can make somebody smile, you know? Each day.
Dave, if I say thoughts and prayers, I absolutely say a prayer for them.
Good.
Always have to pray on your knees. Dave, you make me laugh all week. The perversion makes it more fun. And Deb, totally love you for who you are.
Yeah,
that is so nice.
That is nice.
I think my prayer is that I live my life like Tim McGraw's song, there's standing room only at my funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married.
Or live like you were dying. Another one.
Yeah, married 5 years, and she still puts the toilet paper on backwards and drives me crazy.
And again, these subjects are all over the place because it's Free For All Friday.
Dave, you make me smile every day, and don't think you're a pervert. Maybe a little inappropriate, LOL. Deb, okay, I don't know all your baggage, but if it is as much as I have, then you're amazing.
No, that's super nice of you.
Thank you.
That really is. And we'll take some more of your comments coming up here in just a little bit. Like we mentioned, we... Also, I battle the sexes and a chance for you to win coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Thank you so much. And our prayer is that you are here after the break.
Please don't go away. Hey, summer's coming. Let's find out how the old summer clothes are fitting. We've got pool parties to look forward, maybe a beach vacation. Just wearing shorts, tank tops, tees. Maybe they don't fit as good as they used to or as well as they used to. There's one UGG way to lose the fat in inches and one easy way.
We're back taking some of your comments on Free for All Friday. A lot of different topics going on here.
Husband quirk. Been married almost 25 years. Gatorade or any sports drink. He can't just take a drink. He chugs the entire bottle every single time.
And that's it, really?
Yeah.
Now, you're actually a sipper.
I'm almost a sipper. Yeah.
Like, you'll nurse
a consistent sipper.
Yeah.
But a sipper.
Yeah. A sipper and almost like a connoisseur, because at the end of every sip, it's like,
yeah.
So it's kind of, and
it's very refreshing.
Are you willing to go out and try this Dr. Pepper Zero with coconut cream?
Absolutely.
Creamy coconut or whatever it's called.
Absolutely, I am.
Do we have Chris Jansen on the line yet? Not yet.
You bet we do.
Oh, we do.
Heck
right on.
Yeah, we do.
Speaking of sodas, you're a Mountain Dew kind of a guy, right?
I was enjoying hearing you guys. You're cracking me up. By the way, I just bought a shipping container just about a few months ago, and it's actually fabulous. So I don't know who that is.
Now, what do you put in yours?
Yeah, everybody should get one.
What do you got in it?
Well, I was moving barn to barn, and I had some taxidermy, some furniture, some rugs, you know, just normal stuff that you would have in a house or whatever, and or a barn in this case for me. But I was moving barn to barn, farm to farm, and I just had to have an interim place to put it, so I got one. But it worked out really good. I mean, that's what country people do, man. They get them a shipping container and just get all alive.
Put their taxidermy in it.
Did you customize yours or paint it any color, or you just got it on your property?
Yep. Nope, I did. I had it painted black, and it looks really cool. At some point, I might make a tiny house out of it just for fun, you know, or a clubhouse for my kids or something.
That is cool.
Yeah. Now,
we were go ahead.
Well, I mean, no, it's okay. I was going to say, like, no pun intended, like, I'm a what you see is what you get kind of guy, guys. I live this lifestyle. I mean, I live what most country folks live on a daily basis, for real.
I think a lot of us do, and I love that about you. Now, we were doing what prayers in your heart. Somebody just sent in, my prayers usually thank God for what he's done for me, a beautiful days and beautiful family. I think a lot of people forget to say thanks, and that totally is you. You say thank you all the time for your life and your wife and your family. And the life that you get to live.
Yeah, and my freedom, and our freedom in this country, and for our amazing men and women who suit up in uniform, not because they had to, because they wanted to, and provide us the luxury of having freedom. And we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have a lot to celebrate by waking up in the morning. And I love that comment that lady wrote in, because that's how we all should feel on a daily basis. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. And we live in the free world, in the free country. We're blessed to be alive, and if you are able to just get up in the morning, that's the first thing of the day. And no matter who you are, where you're from, and boy, God is so good. And you know, I certainly have a lot to be thankful for. We all do. And you're right. Saying thank you is so important. I mean, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Your music says a lot about your personal lifestyle and your personal beliefs as well. And even with the song Good Vibes. You know, it just is one of those things that I could listen to you all day long. Like, has anybody ever said, if you weren't a singer, would you be like a preacher or a minister?
I have. Thank you for the compliment. I have heard that many times. I believe you got to be called to do that. I don't think that's a man-made decision. And I believe that if it is, it's the wrong decision. So may I say that? But
if you felt that God called you, if you felt that God called you, would you give it all up?
Of course.
I mean, that's kind of what Granger Smith just did, right? But let's talk about it. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, I want to thank God for not calling me to do that right now. I'm going to be honest. I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball doing what I'm doing, and I'm able to, I believe, touch just as many lives. I believe
absolutely.
You can have church anywhere. Oh, I don't think you.
By
I don't
far.
Think you have to be a professor.
And right now,
just of that.
Right now, you're making videos with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. How about that? How did you guys meet? How did this video come to be?
We have a parking lot brotherhood, which by that means we were both waiting on our cars to get up from valet one time at this restaurant in Los Angeles, and my kids wanted a picture, so I asked, and he took a picture. It was so kind, and we became friends. And we've been friends for the last 2 years, and that's how we met. And then when this video idea came around just a few weeks ago, I was like, hey, man, you are what you see is what you get kind of guy. I am, too. I know he loves country music, and, you know, we have a lot in common, and we're boys. And I said, do you want to be in this video with me? Not for the fact of, you know, fame and fortune, but truly for the fact of he's my friend. And I thought it would just make good sense, and it would be fun, and it's an idea I had. And I woke up with the idea, by the way, so I follow my heart and mm-hmm. my gut instincts a lot. And I just asked, and he immediately said yes, and so let's line our schedules and make it happen. So we did, and now we got this incredible video out today and got the incredible hit single on the radio with y'all's support. Thank you. And What You See Is What You Get is a true depiction of Chris Jansen, 100%, you know, of me. And it's actually a true depiction of him, Dwayne. And it's, you know, this song rings so true to life to a lot of people out there. I mean, you know, America is full of good folks, man. And we live in that blue-collar rural lifestyle on this song. And that's my life on a daily basis. You know, 50% of this video, when you see the outside of Bass Pro and outside of the parts that me and DJ are in, the parts of the deer stand and all that in the field, that's at my farm. That's at my house.
And so, that's so cool.
That is super cool. No, and I know, and we're getting the beat, but hey, just one more quick thing. If you have never seen, before we jump into the song, if you have never seen Chris Jansen in concert, he has a show that is well beyond.
Thank you. You'd think
that he would be on 42 Red Bulls or something, because, but he's not. Just drinking a Mountain Dew, and he just has so much excitement for life and energy. Well worth checking out. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us, Chris, this morning.
You guys are fabulous. I appreciate you. And hey, you know, it's important to stay high on life, y'all. I want to remind you of that. And just being blessed and waking up and being proud of yourself and knowing that, you know, God's got it, and that you're blessed to be alive if you woke up. So, you know, that's how I look at every day, and it rolls right into my music, too.
Well, well said. Go ahead and introduce your song.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Here is What You See Is What You Get, and I'm Chris Jansen.
Right on. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do it like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep it country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, 'cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. What you see is what you get.
Good to spend a few minutes with Chris Jansen this morning. What you see is what you get, his latest here on Z104.
Co-written with Tyler Hubbard and Ray Lynn.
Oh my gosh, that all makes sense too, then. Some great people and great songwriters and artists. And again, we talked about how the video drops today as well to that. Dwayne The Rock Johnson involved in that. So I can only imagine it's just killer. You want to answer the question, what is country? That's country right there for you. We're talking about several subjects, maybe quirks in your relationship. What would your exes all say about you if they were all sitting around a table? And I think the final one that we got rolling here just a minute ago, and that was, what is your prayer? What is your prayer for yourself? Like again, you know, Lainey Wilson said that people will remember her for her goodness and her music. You know, Chris Jansen, as we were just talking to him, talking about how, again, how maybe that he could just touch up people's lives and be an influence and for good. And I'm glad that God hasn't called you to be a preacher either, you know, because he's doing he's got a much greater message and I think a much greater influence right now on with positivity for our world than anywhere else I could even imagine him to be right now. What is your prayer?
Somebody said my prayer is the Avalanche and Broncos win a championship this season. Snowball's chance on the Broncos.
There you go. It sounds like our prayer is coming to Salt Lake City. The official word yesterday that
National Hockey League team not to be called the Coyotes.
Nope,
because the seller got to keep that name, and so the new owner Ryan Smith looking for suggestions.
Yeah, and I think I'm sure it's going to be a deal. I would imagine they may even turn it into a contest of some sort too.
I think you said they're going to play as Utah for the first year, just Utah
Hockey Club, yeah.
And then they'll give it a mascot name later. My prayer right now for the Coyote I just saw got hit on West Davis Highway. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, but they also
Dave. I hope that little coyote's all right.
No, that's a deprivation hunt right there, man. That's, you know, they're out there kill. Would you care about the coyote if he killed your dog? What if we wandered into your yard?
That changes everything.
Oh, of course it does.
That changes
absolutely
everything.
Absolutely it does.
My prayer is if I ever expire, people that know me won't have anything bad to say at my funeral. Bryce Pryor.
Yeah.
And I think we should call the new team the Western Outlaws. The Utah Outlaws. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
Now why are and maybe help me out. Maybe I'm really stupid. And again, don't answer that. The suggestion of Yeti was made. And what is a Yeti? I mean, other than
a
cooler.
It's a cooler, isn't
it? We know that it's a cooler, but when you Google it, what is a Yeti? Because I mean, people are saying we think that it's kind of cool if they called it the Salt Lake Yetis.
The term Yeti comes from the Nepali dictionary and means abominable snowman. It is also called Mete in the Tibetan folklore. According to urban legends, Yeti is a two-legged, white, shaggy, ape-like animal and is described to be 10 to 20 feet tall.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great mascot?
I love it. Yeah.
At a hockey game?
We could dress up our skellies.
Yeah.
During hockey season,
abominable
Yetis.
Snowman. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. There you go. Maybe that is a good one. And you absolutely know that Yeti would jump on board. They'd be giving away coolers and mugs and
a cool. You get a cooler and you get a cooler.
They're $800, but
somebody just sent me the logo for the Utah Mormon Crickets. It looks well done. It looks like a professional logo.
Really?
Utah Mormon Crickets, NHL. Love it.
We have some talented listeners out there.
Blizzards is also in the running, I think.
That would be cool.
And they could have the Yeti for the mascot.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that would be good. All right.
And now a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, so up for grabs, we have a B12 shot from Hydrate IV Bar. The B12 shot is their most popular injection. It can regulate metabolism, boost immunity, increase energy levels, and assist with mental health. Hydrate IV Bar now open at 968 West South Jordan Parkway.
Morning, Z104. You are our first caller through. Who is this?
Linda Yule.
Linda? Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, Linda. All right, we'll find you a man. Hold on a second.
Can you hear us okay, Linda?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on a second. We'll see if we can find you a dude. Born on the Z. Who is this?
This is Wesley.
Wesley. Okay. We got Wesley and Linda on the line. Wesley, we're going to let the ladies go first. All right?
Got it.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, Linda. Conan O'Brien celebrates his 61st birthday today on his old talk show. What was the name of his puppet insult comic dog? Fido, Triumph, or Rocky?
Fido.
It was Triumph, the insult dog.
All right, Wesley, your question for you. Kourtney Kardashian celebrates her birthday today. Which of the following celebrities has she not dated? Travis Scott, Travis Barker, or Scott Disick?
I'm going to say the second one.
It was the first one, Travis Scott, she has not dated.
All right, Linda, what does LED stand for in the context of televisions and monitors? Lithium energy display, light emitting diode, or laser electronic diorama?
Three.
Number three? Uh-huh. It's number two, light emitting diode.
No, that's okay. Wesley, here's your question. What is the process of cooking food slowly in liquid over low heat called? Is it searing, draining, or braising?
Is it braising?
It is braising. A little birdie whispered it to you. But that's good. It's all right. Y'all are allowed to have help.
All right, Linda. In which year was the popular game Fortnite released? Not the new single with Post Malone and Taylor Swift.
Right.
The game. 2011, 2014, or 2017? 2017.
Well, Linda, you're consistent. You got 0 for 3 on that, Linda, but we appreciate you calling and playing along with us. We're just going to go ahead and ask Wesley a final question just for the fun of it, since he already won this round. Linda, happy weekend to you. Yeah, you bet. Happy weekend to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What type... Wesley, just for the fun of it, what type of... You can tell when somebody's on a Bluetooth. I'm not making fun of the way she talks, but you can just tell she's on a Bluetooth and she's like yelling across the car. Anyway, we love you, Linda. Thank you. Wesley, what type of skincare product is used to hydrate the skin? Bronzer, moisturizer, or foundation?
The second one.
Yeah, moisturizer.
Wesley,
even though you already won.
You are the winner. You've got a B12 shot from Hydrate IV Bar, all right?
All right.
Hold on a second.
That'll give you a little bit of energy, focus, and clarity. We all can use that. What are your plans here this weekend, Wesley?
Well, my plans are, Dave and Deb, that today I have to work. And trust me, it is going to be busy.
Busy.
Oh,
what do you do?
I work at Lee's Marketplace down North Bond. I'm a bagger.
Why is it going to be so busy today?
Because it's Friday. Friday and Saturday that I'm working is always
busy. Yeah. Everybody's getting their groceries.
Dummy. No, Wesley, we appreciate it, man. And we know we know that you kind of like to practice a little DJ thing. The other day was International Amateur Radio Day. Go ahead, Wesley, and I want you to introduce Sam Hunt Outskirts. Okay, Sam Hunt Outskirts as the new song, and go ahead and in your little DJ thing, go for it.
I'm DJ West. Here's Sam Hunt. It's called Outskirts. It's on Z104.3.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around.
Sam Hunt, Outskirts on the Z. All right, Deb, I'm going to put you to the test here. All right. So, have you ever talked to somebody about music and they start naming off bands and stuff that you don't recognize and you're like, well, what kind of a, What kind of a genre is that? You know what I mean?
Sometimes when they announce who's coming to the amphitheater, I'm like, am I who's supposed that? To know who those people are?
No, I hear you. I hear you. But this is actually that has been researched here. And so I do know that these are real categories of music, okay?
Okay.
You tell me crap or fact or crap.
Okay.
Okay. Dark country.
Crap.
Fact or crap. It is actually fact. It is actually a very, and let me tell you why. It says, let's see here, bands I've never heard. He said his favorite music was dark country. It turns out dark country is a real thing. It's a gothic sound with a twang.
Huh.
He actually ended up, this person ended up giving him a band name, and they looked into it. Sure enough, it was. All right, here's another one. Fact or crap, Christian hip hop.
Fact.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too. Fact or crap, Dave just went through puberty.
Fact.
Okay. Fact or crap, disco bluegrass.
I think I have heard bluegrass done as disco or vice versa. I'm going to say
but
fact.
But it's the whole thing. Actually, it comes in as not on this.
Oh.
Crap. Doom metal.
Fact.
Yes.
I can totally see that
one. Yeah, I can totally see that one, too. Antarctic folk music.
Crap.
Yeah, crap. Gen pop.
Fact.
Which is prison boy bands.
It's not what I thought it was, but
so it's not.
Oh, it's not a real thing.
No. All right, a couple of little prayer leftovers here.
Yeah, my prayer is that Israel and Iran will stop their fighting before it escalates.
Mm-hmm.
Esther says, my wish as an atheist for myself is to get through therapy and heal before my current mental health takes me out.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
bless you as well.
Yeah, hang in there.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Coming up, we will sneak maybe one or two others in. We have got to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hold, please.
Wait for it. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, so come by and say hi. Right here, just off Redwood, the industrial side. Playground equipment. They've got coolers. They've got golf clubs. They've got baseball and softball equipment. Who knows what they'll have? Every time I go there, it's something different. I'll have some free stuff, and you can come by and enter to win tickets to see Brooks and Dunn May 30th at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater.
And if you can or can't make it to hers, you can stop by Strong VW. I'll be hanging out with the $500 off Dave deal, and again, chances for you to win Brooks and Dunn tickets and some free Z swag. Love to see you tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3 at Strong VW.
Now, don't forget the Instant Cash song of the day.
There it is.
It
money,
is
money.
One Margarita by Luke Bryan. It'll play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. When you hear it, be caller Z. You win $250 cash. It doesn't matter what you've won. If you won a Disney trip, if you won tickets to something, it doesn't matter. You can win the cash as many times as you can get through. So grab your share of the cash while you can.
It's just the way we roll.
Yeah.
Our generous hearts come out. And, well, actually, the administration is the one who's giving out the money. But we love doing it, and your chance to win is coming up again into the 10 o'clock hour, so hang tight for that. Plus, in the following hour, in the 11 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win two wristbands to all 4 days of Country Fan Fest. We're doing that in the 11 a.m. hour, the 3 p.m. hour, and we also did it in the 8 a.m. hour as well this morning. So keep listening. A couple of more chances for you to win in the Country Fan Fest ticket tag. Just know the winner's name from the previous contest, and you've got it.
Don't forget, we want to see you at our prom. Strong VW's Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom happens May 18th at the Doubletree Suites downtown Salt Lake City. Tickets are just $10.43, and they benefit Eye Care for Kids. So it's a great cause. It's going to be super fun. We're going to have DJ Thunder there.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have a really, really fun time that night. We want you to be there.
Hey, last chance for you today to enter to win the El King trip there in Vegas. A chance for you to see El King in Vegas. Just go to our website at z104country.com and register to win that as well. Now, while you're there on the website, you can also listen to the mystery sound.
You missed the post, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
The music's out.
It's done. It was over with. I know. But that's because we have so much crap to talk about, right?
We do have the mystery sound at 10:50.
$314, and that comes up in about 50 minutes from now. And like as I was mentioning, as you were on the website there, you can listen to the sound. You can also see the previous guests that were made and also a bunch of the clues that are there, too, help you narrow it down.
So win some cash, either with a mystery sound or the instant cash song of the day. We've got stuff going on all day long here, and that's how we roll at the Z.
Thanks for being here. Too much.
Yep.
You're boring me to death. We talk too much. We will be back at the crack. Enjoy your weekend. Crack of the Monday.
But tune in anyway.
This is the end. Show's over.
Okay. Show's over.
Show's over.
See you next week, everybody.